This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We'll update the business of vaccines. I'm David Brancaccio. Just days after Pfizer said its COVID vaccination was more than 90% effective, another firm, Moderna, says it's moving to a new phase of testing for its vaccine. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us with the news.
Well, David, you have to have a certain number of infections before you can determine if a vaccine is effective. In Moderna's vaccine trial, half of the 30,000 participants got the vaccine. The other half got a placebo. Moderna says around 50 of the volunteers have now gotten COVID-19. So now it will analyze how many of them received the vaccine versus the placebo.
And what kind of vaccine is this one?
It's the same kind Pfizer's making. They're not like a typical vaccine, which involves injecting inactivated virus into a patient. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines use messenger RNA. The vaccine prompts the body to produce COVID-19's spike protein. The idea is a person's immune system then learns to attack and destroy it.
So apparent progress, but distribution of the result would be a big hurdle here.
It could be a challenge, at least in developing countries. These vaccines need to be kept very cold, below freezing. That's not a problem in the U.S., but could be difficult in other nations. And Moderna has already agreed to supply 100 million doses to the U.S.
Nancy, thank you. The S&P future is now down 0.1%. The NASDAQ future up 0.5%. Consumers in China spent more than $100 billion online during the country's largest e-commerce sales splurge called Singles Day, which this year ran from the first of the month until yesterday. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack.
The Singles Day shopping event is bigger than online sales in the U.S. during Black Friday, Thanksgiving, and Cyber Monday combined. In terms of imported goods, the U.S. was the top seller to China. But don't get your hopes up just yet, American brands. Yes, online sales have been increasing the first 9 months of the year by nearly 10% compared to the same period in 2019. But overall, retail sales from January to September is still down 7.2% because of the pandemic. The newly unemployed, because of the pandemic, have not had any government cash handouts. China has a very weak social safety net. Families here have to save a lot for housing, children's education, healthcare, and retirement. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.
Is this the moment to refine investment portfolios for those lucky enough to have them? Let's ask Barry Ritholtz, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer at Ritholtz Wealth Management. Barry, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk here to real people, not you big dogs with your fancy portfolios. Maybe someone's got some retirement money in the markets, maybe another nest egg. President-elect Biden, does that headline in itself mean it's time to make some adjustments?
So let me throw that question back at you in a different way. I mean, with the exception of President Hoover, because we know what's going to happen with the 29 crash and the Great Depression, it's hard to see how electing any president makes a difference to people's long-term portfolios. One of my favorite things to do is to show people a chart of employment, of wages, of GDP, of retail sales, going from 2010 to 2020 with the dates stripped out of the bottom, and say to people, show me where the Obama presidency ended, when the Trump presidency begins. you can't do it. It looks like the exact same path.
Mm. It's interesting. And I suppose underscoring your point is that at the moment, it looks like the U.S. Senate will be controlled by a different party from the White House. And that would suggest that radical new changes in policy may not be happening.
One of the things I think people forget, Biden is this centrist, deal-making, cross-the-aisle, old-school politician. He wants an infrastructure plan. He wants to rebalance some of the Trump tax cuts. Let's think about it this way. When are the best times to make the sort of changes we're discussing? And usually it's when you are objective and you are incorporating major life events, people get married or they have kids or some other events creates a future financial liability, but no one should be making wholesale changes in their portfolio based on which candidate won. The exception being, if you're one of those people that are fortunate enough to have $24 million, well, then you have some planning to do if Biden manages to change some of the tax rules.
But I do appreciate your narrow casting to the subset of our audience who have the $24 million that they have to worry about. What do we got, like three? I don't know what the statistics are. Barry Ritholtz, he's the Chairman and Chief Investment Officer at Ritholtz Wealth Management. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And are President Trump and his allies misleading small donors when they solicit money to fight the election results? The pitch is about stopping the left from trying to, quote, steal the election, an assertion without evidence. But another issue is that donations of less than $8,000 will not necessarily go to fighting the results, but to a Trump Political Action Committee or the Republican National Committee. Now, that is disclosed in the fine print. Reuters quotes a Republican political strategist saying the grassroots pitch is misleading. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.